He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, Butterpecan is not going to be with us due to a family emergency, and we wish her well and her loved ones well. But as y'all know, the show must go on. And tonight, we got a show for that ass. We got House of M in the house. You know, hip hop is in the building. And as always, we want you to break us off a call. So if you can, break us off and call it, 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037, because I'm sure y'all going to have some questions for the brothers, because they got some ill shit. That's all I can say. They come in with some shit that's just like, wow. Now also, you know, y'all know that we have the Smooth Drama Network. Y'all can join the Smooth Drama Network at www.smoothdrama.ning, spelled N-I-N-G.com. That's, once again, www.smoothdrama.ning, N-I-N-G.com. And also, if you want to keep up with what me and Butter's doing, you know, when we're doing our nails or getting a pedicure or, you know, just scratching our eyeballs, you can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. And once again, that is from your mobile device. You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. That way we can keep you up to date with what we got happening live, any events, meet and greets, whatnot. Because we got some stuff that we got planned coming up 2010. And we, of course, want you, the listeners, viewers, to come through. Hang out with us. Chill. You know, never know. You might have something just for you that you may enjoy. Now, also, last but not least, I, of course, want y'all to email me if you got any topics that you feel like you want to discuss, have discussed on the air. And you, of course, are too shy to call. You can always email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And, of course, we shall definitely list your topic and talk about it, you know. And as I always say, there ain't nothing, absolutely, positively nothing that can't be talked about on this show. Y'all know me. I don't give a damn. I'm going to talk about whatever, whenever, however. You know, speaking of which, I came across an article right here in San Diego. There was a psychology study that was performed by researchers from UC San Diego and the University of Toronto, where they said Shania Twain and, y'all get this, of all fucking people, Rosie O'Donnell have the perfect facial features. They're saying that their eyes and mouth are just far enough apart for others to find them attractive. Now, I ain't trying to diss or nothing, but Rosie O'Donnell, I mean, I don't really know nothing about Shania Twain. I looked at the picture like, she's all right, but Rosie O'Donnell, really? Rosie O'Donnell, she has the perfect face. And I guess according to this study, the optimal distance between the eyes is 46% of the face's width. And I guess study participants were asked to look at photographs of the same female face, each with different distances between their eyes and the eyes and the mouth. And as always, we put the asterisk because the study was done only with white women. So they didn't, they said they want to do it with non-white people. I guess they'll get to that eventually. I just thought it was odd of all the people that you could say got the perfect face, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell. And, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a hater or nothing, but damn. Her? I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm curious as to what y'all think. If anybody believes that Rosie O'Donnell has the perfect face, yay or nay. We have the chat rooms open on Blog Talk, and we have the chat rooms open on live stream. If you're watching the show live, you know, I'd like to get y'all's opinion on whether or not you think that Shania Twain and Rosie O'Donnell have the perfect faces. Now, or you can just email me once again at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or as always, encourage your calls. You can call me up 646-929-2037 and let me know if you agree with that. Meanwhile, as I'm always doing, y'all know me as somebody who's really big on personal freedom and constitutional rights and things of that nature. And I ran across a little personal freedom violation, you want to call it, where a man in Fairfax, Virginia, Eric Williamson, you know, he was naked. And to top it off, he was naked in his own house. Unfortunately, Fairfax County judge saw it differently and convicted Mr. Williamson of indecent exposure because that's what happened. There were two women who said they saw Mr. Williamson through his window and, you know, said that he was going by the window and he was naked. And, you know, what we're talking about here is a man who was naked in his own house, you know, was found guilty because people could see him naked in his house. Now, my thing is, why the fuck are you looking in my man's house? You know, obviously, you know, it's none of your business. I mean, I don't think, and me personally, I can go either way. I mean, summertime, I love summertime. I'm a tropical black man. So, hey, I'm home alone, whatnot. I might roll around, but naked. No biggie. I don't think I should go to jail for being naked in my house. So somebody passed by, you know, my window, my blinds might be open, whatnot. You catch a look. Hey, you catch a look. It's not being an exhibitionist. I mean, you know, they said that he was parading around by his window, but my question is this. Once again, you're passing by his house and you're looking in his window and you report him and he goes to jail for being naked in his house. Not naked in his yard outside. Not naked in the streets, running up and down the street like Martin did a few years ago. Now, man is in the privacy of his place. I personally think that's some bullshit. You know, if I mean, much as I've been naked in my house, to think that I'm going to go to jail for being naked? I don't know. That one, you know, is kind of sketchy. You know, and I wonder how, you know, people can justify a man being, you know, put in jail, the judge, you know, and then we're talking about the jury, you know, because, you know, it's subjective. Obviously, a jury of his so-called peers thought something differently. You know, and as always, I put these things out there because I wonder how y'all think, how y'all feel about the fact that somebody could arrest you for something that you're doing in your house, in the privacy of your house. You know, just not being a conspiracy theorist, I'm just saying, you know, it's a thought. Now, as always, people who don't know, you know, for me, this is the worst time of the year. I'm not fond of this time of the year for various reasons. Saturnalia not being one of my favorite holidays, times of the year, whatever. Because obviously this time of the year is the time of the year where most folks go crazy. Most folks are fake. You know, I know it's the Christmas season, whatever. You know, yeah, I'm fucking Scrooge. Hey, what can I say? I'm not big on this season of giving, as they call it, you know, because I just see it as fake. Anyway, I'll read about art. There's an article where people were talking about giving gifts to people and what it says that you're saying to that person. You know, there's one woman says that her husband's aunt gave her some fade cream, you know, that was saying that because she had brown spots. Another guy talked about getting nose hair trimmers. Another person saying, I got a toner, the thigh toner and whatnot. And, you know, basically what they're saying is you give folks gifts that supposedly, you know, are from the bottom of your heart, but, you know, offering them Botox, gift cards, you know, upper lip wax treatment gift card. Y'all know we new age with it now. Gone is the days where you just give somebody, and I don't know, not necessarily anybody, I don't think that I know would be giving out upper lip wax. That's it. You're like, what the fuck I'm going to do with this shit? But I guess if somebody gives a woman that, I guess that would be insulting. I guess. I don't know. I just think that supposedly this is supposed to be the time of giving where you give from the bottom of your heart because you love and care and it's the spirit and all that other stuff. But, you know, it seems kind of superficial to me that people would be giving out things of this nature. Botox and wax treatment and shit like that. It's bad enough this time of the year. I'd be scared to death to go to the fucking mall because you never know when somebody's going to bust out and, you know, try to run you over to get a damn toaster. But, hey, I'm done talking. I'm going to go right now. Now I'm going to break off y'all this song, Superman Ain't My Name by House of M. Check this shit out. Shit is hot.
There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
Nigga, right on the spot? Hell no, nigga. What this look like? 1993, nigga?
That's my laptop. I'm gonna blow up on these niggas.
Welcome back. That was House of M. My name, Superman ain't my name. Anyway, we're about to break these brothers off a call. All right, here we go.
Yo, hello?
Hello. Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, what up, though?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Shit, pretty good. Hold on, let me put you on speaker. Hold up.
All right.
All right, hello?
All right, hello. Who are we talking to?
Well,
Hello?
Yeah, I got him.
All right, well first, introduce yourself to the people. You live on Smooth Drama. I know it's a lot of y'all, so lay it all in. Let people know who y'all are.
Well, actually, all of us either here, and there's still a lot of us. This your boy Ray, South of M.
Okay.
Hey, I'm the Backpack Crusader, House of M. Yeah, they call me Gambit, House of M. It's your boy Traumatic, a.k.a. Billy D.
It's your boy,
Dana
Copper.
So
we got a couple of us up in the house right now. Let's do it, man.
Oh, you know, just got through playing y'all track, Superman Ain't My Name. I gotta say that shit is hot.
Word up, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, fam.
Yeah. So check it out. I mean, I'm a big comic book guy, and I know y'all big comic book guys by your name. Why don't y'all tell the people how y'all came up your name and where it came from? Did you hear me?
Well, yeah, all right. So it's like this. The House of M was like in 2005, this storyline in the Marvel Comics world where like all these superheroes had to join together for this common cause, which was basically the cure of Scarlet Witch. But she was freaking out and she has the power to like change reality. So that's where we got the alternate reality part. I mean, it's not directly based on the House of M storyline, but, like, that's just the name and the whole premise of it. But then we call ourselves mutants, like, you know, like the X-Men shit, because we feel like we're, like, you know, almost like outcasts or different from, like, what else is out here, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, that's taken in a good way. Sometimes people are taken back by that, you know what I'm saying? So it's the whole just standing out, being yourself type of thing. So, like, we feel like, I don't know, like we're the heroes that's, like, saving, like, creative hip-hop like it used to be. And not even, like, exactly how it used to be. You know, you want to evolve with the sound, but just still respect the history of it and the uniqueness of what hip-hop is. You know what I mean?
Right. Most definitely. I mean, when I saw it, you know, my son hit me to it. I was like, wow, these brothers are nice. And, you know, of course, I saw your video and heard your song, and, you know, I had to get you on the show because, you know, hip-hop, y'all are definitely hip-hop, and you comic book guys, too. So, and I'm Marvel Comics to the fullest. I think DC is the point also. Just so you know. Now, how did y'all all come together?
How did we come together, man? Wow. All right, well, just like comic books, man, the House of M came together in a hell of a whole damn lot of different storylines.
Kind of like heroes and shit. It just happened.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, some cats, you know what I'm saying, went to school together. You know, other cats had mutual sneezes. Good mutual jump off. This is it. So, you know, then you kind of like end up bumping past. Like, wait a minute, you were born out of you? Wait a minute, you were born out of you? Yeah, so... You know, and then we all, you know, through the love of hip hop and through the love of the music, you know, ironically enough, we were all musicians too. So, shit happens like that, man.
Okay, so I was going to ask, I know you were talking about y'all, were y'all like doing individual projects together and you just ran up on each other? Was it like a comic book crew and y'all all. Yeah.
The comic book thing was kind of like an accident. It was just ironic that we all ended up meeting up, and we had this happen. Some of us, 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 some of us We're still working on him, though. We're still working on him.
And it's all right, man. I can't lie. I've looked at a couple of DC comics, but
yeah. Interview over.
Good night, fella.
My bad.
We all started off either in, like, you know, duo groups individually, or we all were, like, solo artists. So we all had our own little movements that we was all working on. And, you know, we kind of, I guess we all had one thing in common, which was, you know, we were all so different from everybody else that was really, like, on the scene here. And then also, nationwide. So, like, you know, when, like, the swag movement and the snap, you know, music thing all started jumping off, we was all still, like, keeping it to the essence. Keeping it to the hip-hop shit. So, like, we kind of ended up becoming the minority. So we figured, all right, well, shit, we band together, you know what I'm saying, and really show motherfuckers, like, what the good music can be and how raw and what the game is missing.
Yes.
And, you know, bring this shit back to the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, definitely need to bring it back to where it's supposed to be. So speaking of that,
we don't jump on no bandwagon.
Definitely. You don't need to jump on no bandwagon. Y'all is big enough.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, shit, you can only have so many motherfuckers that sound exactly the same.
Right.
You know, the game, you know, before you got to, like, the biggest issue, man, people got to know that it's, like, it needs to be a balance to the force. Like, it needs to be, like, people can't just think that, you know, not a diss to, like, the Gucci Manes or the OJ the Juice Mans or whatever. Not as a diss to that, but people need to know that it's a whole nother side of hip hop music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope that they can, you know what I'm saying, that they can get their hands on. But if they listen to, like, regular commercial radio, they'll never even know that shit exists.
Right. Well, yeah, we know that. I haven't turned on regular traditional radio. I can't even remember. I'm AM radio for sports only. I can't even listen in the FM radio.
Congratulations. I'm proud of that.
Now, I'll ask you, who was y'all?
Back in the day, you know what I'm saying, like when you was in a lunchroom, you could have a debate on who your rappers were, whether they was East or West. Nowadays, these kids can't even battle it out. They battling out with against other whack cats. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, it was like Boot Camp Click or Wu-Tang versus, like, you know,
right.
West Selection and, like, cats like that. You know what I'm saying? It used to be, like, a nice little debate. But you can't even do that now. You'd be like, you know what I'm saying, what's up with Gucci Man versus, like, a motherfucking Sky Zoo? They'd be like, who the fuck is Sky Zoo? Like, who is he? And I'm like, yeah, you never heard of Sky Zoo? You never heard of Pope? And so it's like, damn, you can't even have a, you know, a well-out debate with people no more. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We just kind of
trying to keep that you know, that whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
I just go off one quote that I remember Chino XL said in the run, where he's like, "Chaos won against Nelly, but they're gonna be Beyonce against Rakim now."
Right, exactly.
You know, it's like I don't even see that as a battle. Now, we're gonna ask y'all, what was y'all musical influences coming up?
Well, me personally, me being a producer, a lot of my influences come from, like, as far as rap, who I used to listen to back in the day when I was growing up would be, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Stepasonic. That's when I was, like, in my earlier, like, 8, 9 years old, you know, Jazzy Jeff, Dougie Fresh, and then getting into, like, my adolescence and teens, it was, like, Souls of Mischief, Big Bo Planets. Oh my God, let me think. Lost, Main Source, you know, like cats like that. And like a lot of their music, like I noticed that like they use, you know, a lot of soul and jazz samples.
Right.
So I took it a little step further, and that made me kind of reach back and like try to find out like some of the artists that they sample. And that's like where you get my sound from nowadays. A lot of them was my influence, and like, you know, you get those types of samples, get that type of sound, and trying to keep that relevant. Because I know a lot of producers get into like, you know, the big keyboards and the synths and all this auto-tuning and all that. But man, I keep it dusty, man. I still believe in keeping my fingers dusty, you know, hurting, you know, getting them little, you know, little nail crinkles when you dig in the crates. Like, I still believe in that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still good music, you know what I mean? So That's me personally.
Hey, I've got the digging in the crate TV, so you know, I don't understand the whole auto tune. I'm like Roger Zap, you know, let it go. We don't care.
Hey, you can't forget the grandfather of that though, Herbie Hancock, straight up.
Oh yeah.
On the Sunlight album, man, he went in with the fox dog.
Man, with me, man, this way is, man, with me, man, my influence is like kind of the same as some of the same ones, but, man, I was the West Coast head back in the day. I ain't even gonna lie. So when I first started fucking with music, I was all about DJ Quick, all about Dr. Dre. I was all about the Bay Area cats with E-40 and all them. Let's stop with this fight for one, dog. When I first started rhyming, I was like 2 years old. And I swear to God, I was murdering everybody. Like every two bars, I was murdering like 20 motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie. like that's a whole other aspect of the crew too. Is that it's like we don't all like think the same. We don't all have like the same taste in music. So, you know, on the album, you'll listen to the skits and you'll hear some of the beats on the skits. That's still how it's in production. So some of it will sound real clean, real West Coast. Some of it will sound down south. Some of it will sound real dusty, East Coast. You know, and then some of it sound real Midwest because we all just think different.
Right. Well, I mean, that was one of the things that I noticed about y'all sound is, like, because y'all got a bunch of different dudes and y'all not all on the same vibe. It's like this dude brings this guy brings that. It's like harmonization. You know, I don't think people understand that the big groups back in the day, the harmonizing and hip hop, you know, hip hop groups should be like that. Y'all are like that.
Word.
Now, you were talking about the album. Tell the people what's the name of the album.
The album is called The Alternate Reality of. And pretty much, man, it's a trip, dog. It's a trip and a half. Like, when we made the album,
it's an experience.
It is, man. It is. It's an experience. We wanted to make an album. First of all, we wanted to make an album. Because cats really don't even make albums no more. Cats make, like, glorified mixtapes and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't even get instrumental no more.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We'll beat at the end.
They
So when we made the album, man, we wanted it to be a trip. So we literally scripted it out like almost like it would be a movie. Like you can sit there and you can close your eyes and listen to the album. You can visualize everything while it's happening as you listen to it.
It's a continuity, like from track to track. It's like
like every song is like an issue, you know what I'm saying, a monthly issue of like a comic book, but it's all in the same series. And then when you put it all together, you get the complete story, you know what I'm saying?
But
it's like more, it's actually more visual than it is audio, even though, you know, the format is music. But it's more really for your head, like that third eye in your head, the way you look at shit.
Well, I mean, but that's very important that you said that, because I know when I listen to an album, you know, I listen to see how you come up with the concept and you bring it all together so that the album flows not like this 16 singles, but just like you had a concept and you were telling the story with every song. I mean, I think that's what makes albums classic.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it messes up my MP3 player play, because, you know, obviously you putting them together, sometimes you don't want all your songs together, but sometimes I have to look at a few albums where I have to keep them all together and listen to them all at the same time, because I'm an album cat. I mean, if you got only like two or three songs that I can listen to, I'm not buying your album.
You know,
I gotta be five for me.
I have to be five or six, seven, eight deep in the track. And like, okay, I'm going to get this. I'm not spending no 16, 15, 16, 17 bucks for some bullshit.
Well, so niggas, you know, they don't really make albums no more. They put out albums. They don't create albums no more. It's like they put their hardest into like three or four tracks and then like throw the rest and, you know, have fillers. You know what I mean? And then throw it together and call it an album. But I don't really make it an album. My album has a feeling to it. You know what I mean? It's not the way it's packaged. It's the way it feels.
And let's not forget that we also came up in the game where, like, an album, like, meant something. Like, now it's like with the internet, man, it's like everybody can put out, like, a new song every other fucking day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the value of an album, to me, has, like, gone down and decreased. Because it's like there's no real like anticipation of like, oh man, dog, the new such and such tape finna come out, the new so and so CD finna come out, because you ain't heard nothing from them in like a year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't heard nothing from that artist in like a year and a half, maybe even 2-3 years, depending on what artist it is. So an album really meant something. Motherfuckers really like had to put their foot into an album, whereas now they just fly with new shit so often. You don't know what's gonna be on the album, what's on the mixtape, what's on the quote unquote leak, you know, whatever the hell.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, man. I used to hop on my bike, man, and fucking ride my ass like a mile and a half to the music store just to get a new Nas joint or Bahamadi or some shit, man. You can't even, you don't even got that feeling no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man. Hip hop is missing that, man. We got to bring that back.
Well, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm underground to the fullest. So I look at it like, you know, like y'all was talking about the feeling in the album and whatnot. And, you know, I know you were saying that people putting out stuff all the time. I think what's important is, you know, I understand, because it's not like it was when I came up. You know, my generation, we bought tape. We, you know, we was constantly buying tapes. We was checking for cats. We was checking for cats that was affiliated with Hot Cats. Now, it's like a proliferation of it, and it's like, you know, I go into the so-called rap section, and, you know, it's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, what up?
You know, and I'm like, no, that's not hip. You know, I don't even watch these award shows, and I want to ask y'all about that, because, you know, you see the award shows, and you see, you know, the 5,000 auto-tunes, because I read about them after it's over, and like, oh, such and such won or whatnot, and I'm like, shit, did everybody hear the same album that I heard? And, you know, and I wonder, and this is, I'm a conspiracy theory guy, because I never see anybody pumping this shit that wins. They say they're selling 2-4 million albums, but you don't hear that shit in nobody's car.
And let's not forget about everybody on everybody else's shit. So you don't even know whose album it is that's coming out, because everybody else, you got Gucci on Oh, R. Kelly shit. Then you got R. Kelly on Dream shit. Then you got Dream on whoever else shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because I remember coming up, I remember when Ice-T was platinum, NWA was platinum, and they was platinum in the streets because everywhere you went, that shit was played at the party. That shit was people driving by. We had to see them in the parking lot, and that shit is pumping in somebody's car. And, you know, I see a ball, and I don't see it. I don't hear it. You know, and I want to ask y'all opinion on that, you know, because we know the underground cats, and the underground cats, they get love, big love. But you don't hear these other cats that's supposedly selling all these fucking records. Who's buying that shit?
Well, shit, I don't think nobody buying shit, to be honest with you. Everybody bootlegging everything now, so I don't even know. I mean, you guys got the downloads or the iTunes or whatever, but shoot, most people ain't even buying nothing now, so it's hard to even tell, you know, based on charts and based on sales, what's really hot.
Right. And the numbers are so low nowadays. I mean, you know, he ain't even coming out doing what he's, you know, used to doing, so.
He ain't making the music he used to make either, though.
That's true.
Yeah. Well,
right. It's just too much promotion. You know, it's just too much glorifying. It's not really, you know, nothing back in it. The music ain't there. I mean, it's just all cosmetic.
Yeah, I mean, cause
I think it's a commercial. That's what it is. It's a fashion show. It's a fashion show. It's a commercial. It's just overhyped, man. And there's just really no music. I mean, you can hop on shit and say whatever, and they think it's hot. If you look at the way lyrics are now versus what they were back then, I mean, it's a totally different type of dialogue and content. It's crazy.
I mean, like, the way that the music is nowadays, it's like nobody has, like, any identity anymore because, like, the industry basically dictates the way that shit goes. So, like, every time somebody comes out with something that's supposed to be, like, the quote-unquote hot shit, there you go and having, like, 200 other artists that are trying to duplicate that song because they're trying to, like, hop on the success bandwagon. And, like, nobody is standing up and, like, being who they are. That's why the industry is so fucked up right now. You know, and we trying to represent that individuality and trying to bring back the creative part of hip-hop. And just kind of showing kids and everything that it's cool to be who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's kind of disheartening right now because hip-hop is so fucked up and it doesn't sound the same at all. And I don't even listen to hip-hop no more. I'm fucking with the Beatles right now.
Well, I'm a little bit older than you. I've already heard that, so I don't have to go back to the Beatles. Now, and, you know, speaking of being disheartened, I mean, I know what you're saying because I'm a hip-hop dude. So as somebody who I can say my collection, like you talk about you getting your fingers dusted, I got a huge hip-hop collection. And so for me, and going to, I don't even like going to the store, actually. You know, I don't even want to be disappointed. You know, I check on the internet to see if some dude that I like is making something, what's the update, but other than that, I can't go no further. And,
yeah.
You know, now, speaking of y'all music, where can people find your music if they want to buy?
Well, they can find the album on iTunes. They can find it on Amazon.com. They can find it on Rhapsody. CD Baby, we on CD Baby. I mean, pretty much like you pick any of the major retailers online, they can copy the album. They can get a hard copy shipped to their house, so they can just download the MP3 version. They can catch us on myspace.com/houseofmusic. We got the blogspot site jumping off. So it's houseofmusic/. Houseofmusic.blogspot.com.
We give a lot of free shit away too, like, you know, like mixtapes and projects we're working on in between.
Yeah, so like you can get definitely your House of M fixed. YouTube.com/houseofmusic. We got our video for the initiative, which is the first video off the album.
Right.
And then we got a whole bunch of bonus footage from like shows, you know, interview that we done did in studios and stuff like that. So, fighting, you know, it's the Fuck Raze video that's on the YouTube joint. I wasn't too happy about that personally, but, you know, it was funny as hell, so I can't be mad at it. So, yeah, man, the house room is all over the place now. We ain't hard to find on the web.
Okay. So now you got any live shows? You going on tour or anything?
Yeah, I mean we stay with shows regionally. You know, shows between Milwaukee, Illinois, Chicago area. Working on the Minneapolis area of Detroit. So I mean, we moving around. You know what I'm saying? Doing different stuff. We working on a tour right now, but I don't know if you know anything about booking a tour or working on a tour. That is a pain in the motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely stuff in the works, though. Definitely. Yeah, man. When you got eight cats in a group, dude, everybody got schedules.
School bus and shit, like retards and shit.
And I got like 12 kids, dude. So, man, it's hard figuring out what the fuck I'm going to do with all these little bad motherfuckers, you know, daycare, be kicked out of daycare and shit. Man, my son is 1.5 years old and get kicked out of daycare for pinching booties, dude. How the fuck I'm supposed to? What I'm supposed to do, man?
I don't even know. I'm thinking he's a little too young to have that talk, man. I think he's a little too young to have that talk yet. So now, I see the art in the comic book stuff. Do y'all plan on doing anything art-wise, comic book-wise, animation?
We are in talks with a couple people. Like, they want to do, like, they seen our shit and heard our album and like our whole presentation. They want to be a part of it, make like a mini series, Alchemy Mutants comic book. We're actually working with these cats are putting together this Ninja Turtles film, like this one, like a DVD or something, and trying to do some songs and shit for that. So like we're trying to work in the whole nerdy fanboy type of thing. I mean, but that's our market right here. You know what I'm saying? So, personally for me, that's like my dream. You know, fuck going to the NBA or none of that shit, being president. For me, like growing up, I always wanted to be a superhero in a comic. You know what I mean? And I guess this is like the closest way I can do that. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't have duck shot, so you can't go to the NBA.
Oh, you like 5'7", though.
So I'm not
so I got mad hands.
We don't get along either. That's another thing you probably learned about us. So many different characters, man. You bound above head.
Relocating in San Diego, and San Diego has the biggest comic book convention in the world. You know, San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I go to